listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Pick up your phone. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. I guess the way we should be saying this is take your phone out of your pocket and dial, and you know, and call us. And no one knows what dial
means anymore, but they just still say dial. So I don't know.
Yeah, there it is. So we're in the studio with Cassie and Randa, and they're telling us about shipping supplies.
Well, Cassie is the marketing manager, eBay Seller Marketing, and Randa, is it Randa or Rhonda?
It's Rhonda.
Rhonda?
But it's spelled like Randa.
Oh,
but
so it's Rhonda.
It's Rhonda.
I'm
Help
sorry.
Me, Rhonda.
Okay.
So, Ron, I know.
Help
You've
me,
heard
Rhonda,
it a million
with the pronunciation
times.
Of your name.
It's so
Help
on me, hip Rhonda. When you say something that people say to them all the time, right?
Right.
Rhonda Purcell is the program manager for eBay Shipping. And when last we left, we were talking about the coupon, and you were saying that the stores, explain that again.
Basically, if you're an eBay store subscriber, you get a quarterly coupon that can go towards your purchase of shipping supplies, and you can get there through My eBay and Manage My Store, and then you click Subscriber Discounts, and your coupon's right there.
And you can get the fancy ones with the snowflakes.
That's correct. We have some fancy ones.
Fancy.
So many of you are probably wondering why we launched holiday supplies. It's really important to eBay and sellers to create a great buying experience. Buyers will be surprised and delighted when their item arrives in this festive quality packaging that includes the eBay logo.
It's much better than using it like a used Cheerio box.
Right.
Which I've gotten things in.
Actually, the most famous one is somebody using a used pizza box to ship an LP or something. With the stains and
really?
The little bits
and
of
the
pepperoni.
Smell, and, you know. Anchovy or not.
This is a much better option. More professional.
Absolutely.
More in tune with the season.
So, absolutely.
So eBay launched the holiday supplies basically to give us a little boost for the holidays, because it's going to make the buyer smile.
Absolutely. And one of our sellers even said that the snowflake theme cannot only be used for the holidays, but all winter long. It's something fun that can differentiate yourself in the market during peak season. So don't just think about it for holiday. Just think about it for January as well, when it's still snowy and cold in a lot of places in the
Heck,
U.S.
People who would use a pizza box would use it in July. So you could use it in July, too.
True.
If you want.
I just realized that we're not offering these to Australian sellers, right?
No.
Because snowflakes.
That's true.
It's the middle of summer for them. So
that's true.
You'd have to have like what could you use instead of snowflakes?
A palm tree with.
Yeah, palm trees or seagulls.
Seagulls.
A kangaroo.
That's too obvious.
So what are the most popular holiday supplies?
Well, our small air jacket, the 6x9, is a bestseller, as well as tissue, which is a new product that we launched for holiday. And we're seeing sellers use it to wrap apparel items, as well as stuffing in boxes to add a nice, fun element to buyers. And then our little 6x4x4 box is a number one seller as well.
Yeah, I actually love that tissue paper. Is great. I ordered a lot of
why
that.
Why are you calling it air jackets? We don't call it that.
Yeah, why are they calling
it? We didn't
it
know what an air jacket was.
Oh, it's the envelopes with the bubbles.
Yeah.
So the one that you would use to send a jewelry item or
polyvinyl bubble folder envelope. We call
air
them
jackets.
Polyvinyl. Yeah. I guess we have to learn to say air jackets.
It's too close to yellow jackets for me.
So how are we using those holiday supplies?
Well, one way that I use them was actually to send out my son's birthday party invitations. I thought it was, you know, a fun way to provide an elevated experience to all of my recipients.
So you used them for something other than sending out eBay stuff?
Yep.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. So were you on the committee that decided on the snowflakes? Because it's really great.
I was. I was involved from the very beginning.
So what other designs were in the running that didn't make it?
Well, there were quite a few. Some pretty intricate, I would almost call it holiday scenes with, you know, snowmen and reindeer and
which
and
would
whatnot.
Go over real well in Southern California.
Right. But we felt that the snowflakes were, you know, something that was really elegant and a nice, simple touch to the packaging that, you know, wouldn't overwhelm buyers when they receive their item.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's
fantastic.
Subtle, but it makes a statement. It's good. It was a good choice.
So what happens if you don't go get your supplies? I mean, you have a certain amount of time, right?
You mean if you don't use the store coupon?
Uh-huh.
Well, it expires at the end of every quarter, and then a new one will be delivered to your account on the first of the following quarter. So I would always check back at the first of the month of every quarter, so January, April, July, and October.
Yes.
And you have that money. You might as well use it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't let it go by, because you won't be able to use it once the quarter's passed.
Right. And there's lots of different options up on the store at ebay.com/supplies. And, you know, you can definitely find something to, you know, meet your needs.
So we have a caller. Misha from Des Moines, New Mexico, known on eBay as Classy Souls, has a question for the women, for Cassie and Rhonda. Hi, Misha. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee. Good to have you on, Rhonda. And I had a question. What if we have a request for a size for something? For instance, my interest would be a 20 by 15 air jacket envelope mailer.
We are both taking notes and taking that down. Is there anything else that you have a special request for?
Good grief, listeners. If you have any requests for what you would like,
I'm only on for a few more minutes, but...
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Can I ask what you're shipping in the 20 by 15?
Yes. I do a lot of clothing and some larger items that are bulky, but they're just not that heavy. I don't need to put them in a box. And sometimes that bubble cushion is just enough to protect them. And it's worked really well. I put everything first in a plastic bag, and then I put the plastic bag in a mailer, and I feel like just having that extra cushion just makes me a lot more comfortable. Sometimes I'll put boots in something a little bit bigger, but I don't want them just in a poly mailer.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You just got your feedback in.
20 by 15...
Look for them to be poly. Up on the site tomorrow.
Or air jacket.
I'll take it.
Had you ever heard it called air jacket before, Misha?
I see it on that site, and that's the only reason I know that that's what that is.
Okay.
It's not easy creating a new word for something. I mean, there's some resistance at first, even from your co-host and host
and
on
why?
eBay Radio. Right?
You know, why? So, Misha, did you get your question asked?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Misha. So much. Bye-bye.
You know, instead of air jacket, you could call them parcel parkas.
I like that.
Because they are kind of like parkas, right, for a parcel?
Yep.
That's harder to say, though. I'll have 25 parcel parkas, please. I'll go with the air jackets.
So are you guys going to be on the committee for next year?
Absolutely.
Is it going to be different?
Are you
going to look for something different every year?
I think so. You know, we're exploring the idea of, you know, seasonal themed supplies. You know, they've been well received with our first launch for holidays. So look out for more.
And you guys were just talking about how we have to kind of reinvent ourselves. It's, you know, we do it here and our sellers are doing it as well.
That's true. I'm dying to see what you come up with next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, these were lovely.
Thank you.
My suggestion? Puppies and Santa hats.
Oh,
that could be
fun. But then
who would
you
find
get,
that offended?
But, but then that's Christmas. That's
right.
Santa Claus.
No,
right.
Santa hat. Yeah,
hey,
it's kind of, it's a puppy. It's
I've been a talk show host in this business long enough to know you will get
all
letters.
Rightly.
You will get letters on
how
that
about
one.
Puppies and festive fedoras?
That's good.
I like it.
Jeez. Now you can use mistletoe.
You can, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who knows what that looks like.
I don't think mistletoe has a religious... I don't think so. Holly, you know?
You know, you'd be surprised at how much thought went into the design on it. Just printing on so many different types of product and making sure that that color remains the same on a brown box and on a white air jacket. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. So we.
So here's what. This year it was snowflakes. Next year it could be sleet.
There you go. It could be a blizzard.
Right. You just have it. Yeah.
But with climate change, it could be anything, right?
Exactly. It could be a pool of water.
Yes.
It could be hail,
global warming.
Right. It could be, volcanic ash.
Well, you guys did a great job because they're just lovely.
Thank you.
Really, they are.
Everyone loves them. I love them. My dog loves them. I made a little, jacket for him.
So
an air
cute.
Jacket. Right?
With the parcel parka.
That's right. We're no fools.
So you guys pop in any time, okay?
Well, thanks for
having
you. Us.
Yes,
so we were fortunate enough to be graced with the presence of Cassie Layton and Rhonda Purcell. I keep wanting to call you the UK dishwashing. You know, they have... There's a washing up
yes.
stuff called, it's Pasel if you're in the UK. And they just started selling it here, and here it's Purcell. So. Well, thank you so much for the pop-in, and we learned a lot, and it was great to see you. And congratulations on a great, successful campaign with these eBay-branded shipping supplies. And we look forward to see what more will come from the shipping team.
Thank you.
Have you guys used them yet yourself?
Well, of course
besides
they have.
The invitations?
No, they were just taking off their headphones, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the answer is yes, they use them all the time. This segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. It's time to give us a buzz at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
There's one in every category, that annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
No active content. That means no Flash, no JavaScript. None of those things that used to make my listing stand out from the crowd. Now what?
Relax. There's no need to get crazy. Instead, get Crazy Lister. With Crazy Lister, you can create professional-looking listings in just minutes via Crazy Lister's super-easy drag-and-drop interface. Use one of Crazy Lister's templates or create your own from scratch. Either way, Crazy Lister is already 100% compliant with eBay's new policy banning active content. And every Crazy Lister listing is automatically optimized for mobile viewing.
So, professional-looking listing, check. Looks good on mobile devices, check. And free from active content, check.
First, relax, then sign up for Crazy Lister and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister, mobile optimized and active content compliant at crazylister.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Just call us already. Why don't you? 888-723-4630.
So we have some more shipping supplies to give away today. We're going to give away 20 12x15 poly envelopes. 20 12x15. That's a big stack of them. To the first caller who is going to tell us what our the answer to our trivia question is, and we're doing it kind of sneakily today. Yeah. We're talking about Halloween, and we mentioned something, and then we'll ask you what it was.
Yeah,
our telephone number is, in the meantime, is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call. Anything eBay related, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a challenge or whatever. So, Griff, you don't buy any candy for Halloween at all, right? Because
no,
the kids don't come. Oh, you
well,
do.
Well, they don't
you
come,
do.
but you know, hope springs eternal.
Right. So
this year I'm going to do something a little bit different.
What are you going to do?
So, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to.
Don't you got to know pride?
I got to know a pride, but I got a lot of plans. So what am I going to do is I'm going to I bought one of these things. They're called Atmosphere, F-E-A-R-F-X. And what they are is a DVD of all these spooky things like ghosts and stuff. And you can project it. And I have a projector onto a translucent screen you put in your window, and it's really creepy.
How cool.
So that will, you know, plus what I'm more afraid of, I bought more lights to light up the front of the house, but I'm afraid that people still might not come because they have to walk up a ramp.
Oh.
Because we have the Howie's access ramp. But I always buy candy.
Just in case.
Just in case. And you know, it is, someone should come and shoot a video with sad violin music because of me. Because what I do is I'm sitting there waiting for the kiddies to come. And in the past, if you've ever seen a photograph of my house, the front, it's an old Victorian house, and it is
scary anyway.
It's a scary looking house. Okay, let's just say
I love it, but it's
so I have peeked out the window and watched kids kind of going towards the house, and the parents grabbing the kids and saying, "No, not that house, not that house."
Well, let's see what happens this year.
Right.
You know, and of course you can always eat the candy when the kids don't show up.
Well,
if you
is
had
that.
To make a guess,
that never occurred to me.
If you had to make a guess, what would you think was the first individually wrapped penny candy in the United States?
Oh,
first individually wrapped penny candy.
I want to say Tootsie Roll.
That's it. It was Tootsie Rolls.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
You know what you and I experience that kids today don't?
What?
And I'd love being able to say this. I'm so old now. Remember when you used to take a quarter or 10 cents and go to the little store, the little mom and pop store and, you know, in your neighborhood, and you could, and there was a huge counter filled with jars of candy, and you could pick out a piece.
And you pointed to what you wanted.
I had that one, Dad.
And they put it in a little bag.
In a little paper bag. Oh, that was so much fun.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, kids today.
Nah.
With their helicopter parents.
So anyway, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Be on the listen for me asking the trivia question.
Another trivia question.
Well, you never know. You know, you keep listening and what the heck.
All right.
Hey, listen, Griff, we're working on a new app. You know our mobile apps? Both Android and Apple apps, you know, on your mobile phone, you can click and hear us anytime live, right?
Yes, I do know that.
We're going to have new ones because we switched companies.
Yeah.
So they're making us a new one. So, you know, be on the listen out for when that's going to change, because all of a sudden, what we're going to do is we're going to keep the other one working for a while,
mm-hmm.
even after we put in the new one. So in case somebody gets, you know, but one will be still on the Liquid Compass stream and the new one will be on the Triton Digital stream. We have two streams running. So, be on the lookout for that because you're going to have a great new, deal there
right.
to listen
okay.
to a song.
I will be on the lookout.
Yes, you, on the listen out.
On the listen out.
Yes.
On the trip over it. Because it's right there in front of you, out.
Also, we've redesigned our website, the archive website.
Thank God.
We want to know what you think.
With anything would have been an
You can email your comments to support@voicemarketing.com. Yeah, it looked like something from the 90s, didn't it?
It looked like a dog's dinner.
It did. So Griff has a meeting with me one time, and we were in a sushi bar. And he had a few things he wanted to bring up to me. And he's the nicest man. He really is. Griff, you're so careful to not hurt somebody's feelings.
Really?
Yeah. And you said something like, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but you said something like, you know, some of us in the office the other day were kind of looking over the archive site.
Yeah.
And we really like it. Don't get me wrong, but we have a couple of ideas. And he gave me a couple of ideas. And I went back to the team that day and I said, you know, our site looks like crap. Griff didn't say that, but he sort of did. When we decided to redo the site.
I'm so sorry.
You got us off our butt. We already knew, Griff, that it wasn't a great site.
Okay. Right.
It worked. I mean,
it worked.
One thing, everybody could go on and download, and they could also get their RSS feeds. They could listen to the show. It sounded great.
Sounded great.
But it was not an easy site to get around.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing.
And it looked like olden times, too.
But that's the whole thing about life.
I know.
You can always improve.
Well, we want to improve. So if you see anything, we want your feedback. If you just type in support@voicemarketing.com and let us know what you think in an email, we'd appreciate it.
You know what's on my mind these days?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm not getting anything done with the business, with my selling, because I've had zero time to focus on it. And literally, you know that whole, I still have hundreds of items up there, but when you stop listing, they stop buying. So I've got to get some stuff up there.
Well,
I'm hoping this weekend I'll be able to carve out some time.
Well, don't beat yourself up.
Well, if I don't, who will?
You've got to be a nurse now.
That's true.
To everything, don't beat yourself up, honey. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can't do everything in life.
No, I know.
So, have you ever eaten Marmite?
Yes, I have.
Do you like it? Because people either love it or hate it. I have never tried it.
So, I have a bizarre palate. I love salty, savory, bittery things, and Marmite to me is heaven.
Well, see, I usually do too, but I've never tried Marmite. Now I'm going to have to try it.
Well, there's Marmite and Vegemite.
Well, we're talking about
Marmite
here.
Marmite, yeah.
Now, Marmite, wildly popular with Britons, right?
And the Australians.
And it's a dark, sticky spread, and it's made from it just sounds awful. It's made from spent brewer's yeast.
Yes.
That delivers a stark love it or hate it kick to the taste buds. It's typically served on toast.
Oh, I love it.
Britain's love of Marmite is legendary, but last week, their access to it became uncertain.
No!
The British staple was taken off the shelves at Great Britain's Tesco supermarkets. It seems that due to Brexit, causing the value of the pound to drop, Marmite supplier Unilever sought to hike the price by 10%.
No.
But Tesco refused to pay the higher price, so Unilever and Tesco are in negotiation to end the impasse right now. Meanwhile, Marmite lovers are getting their fix on eBay.
Oh, this is
where
horrible.
Prices have soared to upwards of $90 for a case of 20 250-gram jars.
Oh, this is terrible.
So, terrible news.
You've ruined my day.
Consider those people. It would be sort of like, I don't know, if they stop serving peanut butter in the United States. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible.
Big deal for them. And also international news, eBay Australia has given its seller center a makeover.
Yeah.
The new and improved seller center has just launched Down Under. And the announcement said, with a new modern mobile optimized look, this is the one-step information portal for all sellers. Isn't that the hub?
Yeah.
But they're calling it Center. C-E-N-T-R.
Oh, no, 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 no. Sorry. I was wrong. No, that's Seller.
Is that different?
That's different. Seller Hub is a different thing from Seller Center.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Says you can keep up to date on what's happening on eBay through news updates. Learn from other successful sellers about their experiences on eBay. Do we have this?
Do we have
I don't think we have a Seller Center.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah, the Seller Information Center.
Okay.
It's at the bottom of every...
Okay, Seller Information Center. They're just calling it Seller Center.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's eBay Australia. So that's our international news for today. So it's what we're going to do before we take this break is we're going to do our trivia question.
Yeah? What is the trivia question?
We're giving away... those 20, I don't have it in front of me. Let me grab it here just a second. Okay. So we're giving away 20 12 by 15 poly envelopes. 20 12 by 15 with the snowflakes on them.
Yes, 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 yes.
To the first caller who can call in and tell us, what was the first individually wrapped penny candy in the U.S.? Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Okay?
Yep.
All righty.
It's a deal.
So that was easy enough. I love giving stuff away.
Me too.
So, oh, and you know we didn't give away this week your, you still got some more of those bags for the duck contest, right?
Well, no one calls in with the secret. People are bored with the secret word. No one cares. I got to get a different gift.
Well,
That's what I'm going to do.
We need to talk about it because things are going to be changing. I think things are going to be changing with your newsletter. So let's talk about that off the air.
Like what?
Well, it's going to be easier for them to find the secret word, for one thing. And it's going to be easier for them to sign up for the newsletter. I want to talk to you about it. I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
So that's the reason. They're having a hard time figuring it all out, Griffola.
Oh,
at least that's what I think.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
So, at eBay, machine translation technology. Do you ever talk about that at eBay?
Oh, all the time. It's like the biggest topic we ever know.
Oh, my God. Griff, all the phones are lit, every single one of them.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, 888-723-4630. We'll be back in a moment with more of your show of shows, Ask Griff and Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fest's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Therapy. Try it free for 7 days at Therapy.com.
As a busy online seller, you need to get shipped done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.